Esk wanted to say, "Let's go home." But she knew that if she did, the boys would run for it. Instead, she said, "Mother says there's a key on a nail in the privy." And that was nearly as bad. Even an ordinary unknown privy held minor terrors like wasps' nests, large spiders, mysterious rustling things in the roof, and one very bad winter, a small hibernating bear that caused acute constipation in the family until it was persuaded to bed down in the hay barn. A witch's privy could contain anything.
"I'll go and look, shall I?" she added.
"If you like,"
said Gulter airily, almost successfully concealing his relief. In fact, when she managed to get the door open against the piled snow, it was neat and clean and contained nothing more sinister than an old almanac, or more precisely, about half an old almanac, carefully hung on a nail. Granny had a philosophical objection to reading, but she'd be the last to say that books, especially books with nice thin pages, didn't have their uses. The key shared a ledge by the door with a chrysalis and a stump of a candle. Esk took it gingerly, trying not to disturb the chrysalis, and hurried back to the boys. There was no use trying the front door. Front doors in Badass were used only by brides and corpses, and Granny had always avoided becoming either. Around the back, the snow was piled in front of the door, and no one had broken the ice on the water butt. The light was starting to pour out of the sky by the time they dug through to the door and managed to persuade the key to turn. Inside, the big kitchen was dark and chilly and smelled only of snow. It was always dark, but they were used to seeing a big fire in the wide chimney and smelling the thick fumes of whatever it was she was boiling up this time, which sometimes gave you a headache or made you see things. They wandered around uncertainly, calling, until Esk decided that they couldn't put off going upstairs any longer. A clonk, the thumb latch on the door to the cramped staircase, sounded a lot louder than it ought to. Granny was on the bed, with her arms tightly folded across her chest. The tiny window had blown open. Fine snow had blown in across the floor and over the bed. Esk stared at the patchwork quilt under the old woman, because there were times when a little detail could expand and fill the whole world. She barely heard Cern start to cry. She remembered her father, strangely enough, making the quilt 2 winters before when the snow was almost as bad and there wasn't much to do in the forge, and how he'd used all kinds of rags that had found their way to Badass from every part of the world, like silk, dilemma leather, water cotton, and Thaga wool, and of course, since he wasn't much good at sewing either, the result was a rather strange, lumpy thing, more like a flat tortoise than a quilt. And her mother had generously decided to give it to Granny last Hogswatch night. And...
"Is she dead?"
asked Gulter, as if Esk was an expert in these things. Esk stared up at Granny Weatherwax. The old woman's face looked thin and grey. Was that how dead people looked? Shouldn't her chest be going up and down? Gulter pulled himself together.
"We ought to go and get someone. We ought to go now because it will be dark in a minute," he said flatly. "But Cern will stay here."
His brother looked at him in horror.
"What for?" he said. "Someone has got to stay with dead people," said Gulter. "Remember when old Uncle Durkhart died and father had to go and sit up with all the candles and things all night? Otherwise, something nasty comes and takes your soul off to somewhere,"
he ended lamely,
"and then people come back and haunt you."
Cern opened his mouth to start to cry again. Esk said hurriedly,
"I'll stay, I don't mind, it's only Granny."
Gulter looked at her in relief.
"Light some candles or something," he said. "I think that's what you're supposed to do, and then..."
There was a scratching from the windowsill. A crow had landed and stood there blinking suspiciously at them. Gulter shouted and threw his hat at it. It flew off with a reproachful caw, and he shut the window.
"I've seen it around here before," he said. "I think Granny feeds it. Fed it,"
he corrected himself.
"Anyway, we'll be back with people. We'll hardly be any time. Come on, Cern."